Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took to national television to show what he says are the men's U.S. passports and driver's licenses, as well as ID cards, linking the men to a Florida-based security company. The CEO of that company is a former Green Beret who says he was working with the two men in an operation to, as he says, liberate Venezuela. The Colombian government and Venezuelan opposition leaders deny providing support or financing for the group, most of them former members of the military forces of Venezuela. Maritrini Mena, Caracas.